Hello, and welcome to Sheree Lindberg's Elevated Life Academy, Stories of Hope and Healing. Through raw and heartfelt conversations, we uncover the powerful tools and strategies these individuals use to not only heal themselves, but also inspire those around them. Join us on this incredible journey as we discover the human spirit's remarkable capacity to heal, find hope in the darkest of moments, and ultimately live an elevated life.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Elevated Life Academy, and I am your host, Sheree Lindberg, and today we have Joe and Ashley here, and we're gonna learn about their healing journey and their new entrepreneurs and partners, and we want to hear about how all of this came to be. So I'm going to let you introduce yourselves, and then we're going to go from there.
Hello, I am Joe, Joanna first name. Full name, Joe for short. I got that nickname back in eighth grade. So I am a 16-year veteran of military service. I've done the Air Force active duty, and then I was in the Army Reserves, and now in the Air National Guard. And during my service, I realized that physical training was something I needed to do for myself. Mm-hmm. And so I started training on my own and then became very much interested in that. So then that's when I got certified as a personal trainer. And now for the past 8 years, along with my military service, I've been doing personal training as a profession.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then I am Ashley. I am a mental health therapist and a mindset coach. And I've been doing this since math is not my forte, but since like 2011. So it has been a healing journey, and working on my mindset has just been part of being a therapist. And ever since really introducing brain spotting, everything has kind of opened up the whole new levels, which has spun us into our new entrepreneur journey.
Okay, let's talk about that. Who wants to start?
Yeah, so how this all came to be with our business is, as a mental health therapist, I not only seen my clients struggle with getting movement into their daily lives, but also their mindset, right? Like, that is just a huge part. But when I think of health and wellness, really that mindset and movement is that base foundation of happiness and success. On top of, with being an LCSW, self-care is part of the code of ethics. So being able to take care of yourself is super important. And with how Joe holds space in functional training, it all came together. And I was like, people need help and support with combining these two things in order for them to succeed wherever they want to go and whatever they want to do. So that's kind of, for me, where this was born.
Okay. And Joe, talk more about the functional training. Is that where you focus mostly?
Yes, ma'am. I focus more on functional training. So functional training is, how do we figure out how to make everyday life better, right? From carrying groceries into the house from your car, or even just from the grocery store to your car, right? How do we lift our dog up because maybe they got hurt and we got to take them to the car or home? Just little things that can translate from the gym to everyday life. It's the moments when I have clients saying, hey, I shoveled my driveway today without any back pain. Or I was able to do it without having to take too many breaks because my endurance and stamina are better from what I did in the gym. So there's movements that directly have the same pattern in everyday life. And then there's other movements that just help with everyday life. Playing with the dogs, going out for a longer walk, going up the stairs where you had trouble getting to the second floor. And now, you treat it as a little bit of a challenge. How fast can I get up there type deal? And so that's what functional training does. It brings a little bit of every type of training together to make it all the best types of training, and then it translates into regular life.
And so how did this come to be where you're like, you know, functional training and mindset coaching, you know, putting these two together? Like, how did that conversation happen?
So I think for me, it was when I felt that I needed to help my clients more. My clients would come to me with a specific mindset or a struggle that they were, you know, trying to hurdle. And unfortunately, I just didn't have whatever it may be, the education or the experience to get them past that hurdle, past that hump. I would try to give them as best advice as I can, you know, driving off of personal experience for myself. You know, there's a lot of things that I've gone through with my mentality, my mindset through my military career, having to keep pushing forward, having to get back up from, you know, being down, whatever it may be. But I always felt like maybe there was more. Maybe there was more to do. And that's where Ashley came into the picture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just to add in too, I think, you know, when you're doing functional training, it's a beautiful container for that space to work out and move and add. But a lot of what needs to like change is what happens outside of the gym. And with working with clients, I was working on them with their mindset, and we'd be making progress with mindset. And yet they weren't able to always get out and move their bodies, which, you know, can really help in a lot of areas with feeling good about yourself, getting into the various flow states, you know, being able to, you know, just meet that basic need to jumpstart to the next level. So when we were having those conversations, I'm like, why don't we just give this a go and, you know, create this program, the Align Life program, to help people move from that space of shame and judgment to strength and empowerment and being able to, you know, cut through all the noise and find what works best for them.
Awesome. So tell me more. It's called the Aligned Life Program. So yes. So tell me more about this program.
Yeah. So the Aligned Life Program is a 6-week program that combines functional training twice a week with Joe and mindset coaching once a week with me. And it's all virtual as of now. So people can join whether they're at, you know, their home or out and about. They also have access to the recordings, so they can do it that way. But honestly, we feel like live is the best because you get that community, that sense of community. So it combines community, that live accountability, being scheduled to do these things. People navigate and get that into their routine a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm. To piggyback on that, the live streams, as far as the workouts go on my side of it, it really helps me coach you along. Let's say there's a modification that needs to be done and tailored to you specifically, but unfortunately you couldn't make it to the live. You could still have the live. That's wonderful. But if I'm not there and I don't see you to be able to modify to your specific limitation, there may be something missing. You may not be able to do the exercise, or you may not know if I can modify for you. It's over 8 years. I've got a good bank of exercises, whether to advance an exercise or modify an exercise. And so that's why we believe coming in live gives you right that accountability, that structure, that discipline to be there. And it also helps me tailor to you specifically within that community, right? Because someone may have the same limitation and not realize it, or they don't want to speak up, but somebody else does. And so we're there to help each other. And then I'm there to also help you be able to manage and get through the workout at no matter what modification or advancement that you have.
I really like what you're saying. So this can be for pretty much like anyone. And what you're also saying is that for those folks that maybe are hesitant or something like that because they have limitations, what I'm hearing is that you modify things to make it work for each individual.
100%. I have such experience on different levels during the physical aspect. You know, I have individuals who can't get to the floor.
Yeah.
I have individuals who can get to the floor. I have individuals who may have shoulder limitations, you know, and that's where those modifications come in. And so, and that's the idea, right? We can create the same movement in a different pattern, so that you can still do it.
Mm-hmm. So
doing this program, it's a 6-week program. What has been your experience so far? Because this has been your first year doing this Aligned Life program.
Yes. Yeah, so we have our founding members that just completed the 6 weeks, and we're so excited. Mm-hmm. People have noticed that they felt stronger. They felt more confident, not only with the gym, but, you know, doing things outside of the gym. It's helped them move to being able, like, oh, I'm going to go try something that I haven't tried before because I allowed myself to be awkward and uncomfortable at the gym. I'm going to go try to be awkward and uncomfortable somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And it's just been a really beautiful experience to see everybody grow and just navigate for themselves what is right. And we've been seeing that.
I think the biggest thing too is a lot of people underestimate themselves. I think one of my gifts that I have that I'm truly proud of is that after a session or two, I can really tell when someone needs to be pushed a little bit or where they can and cannot. And so I like to push outside the box. That's outside that comfort zone, right? And that's the only way we continue to get better is to keep pushing above that comfort zone. And so what I really have been seeing as the 6-week program is that people are starting to push themselves outside of their comfort zones on their own, which is phenomenal. It's so fun for me as a trainer to start off like, hey, are you sure you could probably lift a little bit heavier? Let's give that a try. And then later on in, you know, week 4, week 5, they're like, you know what? I'm just going to go a little bit heavier. I think I can do this. Heck yes. That's just such a proud moment. I hope that they're proud of themselves, but I'm definitely proud of them that they're able to do that for themselves. So that's what we strive for.
Yeah, I hear the encouragement, and I hear the motivation and the excitement. What would you say might be one of the challenges or challenge patterns that you see?
Some of the pieces that we work on in the mindset coaching are, you know, that difficulty of going to the gym in the first place, mm-hmm. feeling comfortable to go there and to take up space to try something new, to learn something new. So that in and of itself is some of the challenges. Like, that's one of the biggest challenges that people face is just that confidence of, oh, I have to go and try something new and I don't know what I'm doing and it's going to be awkward. And so we get that opportunity not only in mindset coaching to help, you know, move through that challenge, but then they go and they work with Joe and they're like, oh, okay, that's not as bad as I maybe thought it would be. So that's the biggest challenge that I've seen.
Absolutely. Self-doubt, you know, underestimation, and that's our job. You know, even on the mindset and on the physical aspect of it, you know, I'll have clients that'll say, I can't do this while they're doing the movement. And it's, oh, you can. Look, you're doing it right now. And so a lot of the time that can be the challenge.
Yeah. What about, have you worked with anyone that has like chronic pain? Or I heard you say, you know, frequently you work with folks that maybe have shoulder issues or lower back issues. But what are some of the challenges in terms of the functional piece, the training piece?
The challenges are, let's say I have a workout, right? And someone has a shoulder injury or a shoulder limitation, right? They can't go overhead. So at that point, that's where we switch it from pushing vertically to pushing horizontally, right? Yeah. So instead of an overhead press, we do a floor press or a bench press or a push-up. A lot of my job is kind of thinking on the spot. That's what I'm trying to say. You know, hey, all of a sudden my knee really hurts. Okay, let's try these movements. What about this movement, right? Mm-hmm. So just a lot of modification in order to create the same movement for the same muscles that we're trying to ignite while using that modification. You know, I've worked with people with knees and shoulders and forearms and wrists and elbows. Mm-hmm. In my 8 years, I've been lucky enough to be experienced with all those things. And through my continuing education credits that I have to take for certifications and stuff. And that's where, you know, I learn the most. And if a client comes to me with something that I've probably never seen before or haven't heard about, that's where I go out a little bit of a geek. You should ask Ashley. My clients, you know, I'm, if I'm, you know, doing something down low, waiting in the waiting room or whatever it may be. I'm always looking up exercises, always looking to learn what modifications for this and stuff like that. So yeah, I've worked with all sorts of different injuries.
Wonderful. And what is your primary group that you're working with? Is it a variety of issues or ages, or where's your primary audience that you're working with right now?
So our primary audience is really anybody that they're struggling to get into the gym. Maybe they have a gym membership that they've been paying for, but they're not going. And then they can find themselves getting caught in that shame and guilt cycle. And maybe they're home, you know, stuck doom scrolling. Anybody that is wanting to move their body and they're struggling to make that happen, that is really our target audience. Like, hey, we know what that's like, and we developed this program to help jumpstart people. Mm-hmm. If you're sick of hearing all of the noise of, oh, you should do this kind of training, or you should do this, you should do that, we really want to help people find for themselves what's right movement for me. What is it that I need to make this a habit?
I've had clients as young as 17 and clients as old as 79. Mm-hmm. Everybody has their own fitness journey, and it's got to start somewhere. And I think I have a really good friend who always said, the best thing about being a human is that you can start over at any point, you know? And so I try to pass that wise information along, is that maybe you made a mistake, but we can start over, because that's what we can do. We're humans.
Well, lots of positivity, which is great. I think, you know, anytime you're starting something like a fitness journey and that's been delayed for you, or you've tried numerous times, to have that support and some positivity is going to obviously be helpful. And I think combining these two, the functional training with the mindset coaching, because I'm sure you're coming across a lot of I can't, or the doubt, or all those things. And what's really interesting as I'm listening, and I'll talk more to you about this after we're off the podcast, but I'll share just a little bit, is, you know, I do great spiritually, my daily life, my motivation for work and so forth. But this is an area where I too, you know, can really, really struggle, because like, it's hot outside, or, oh, it's freezing outside, you know, and there's always something there that I've got to work through to be able to get some movement, you know. And you're all in Wisconsin, and it's great that you're offering this also online so that people from all over the country can, you know, benefit. And I really like the fact that you're saying that this is kind of a jumpstart. This is to help you get into the gym, or to use your membership, or get you moving more. I mean, it could be what the simplest goal or the more sophisticated goal. So there's a whole range of people that you're servicing with this program. What would be one thing that you would want our audiences to know? Like, if you were to give, you know, like, you really want them to know this one thing. I'm going to go with you first, Ashley, and then I'll ask the same question of you, Joe. You know, like, say you were talking to somebody one-on-one about your program, what would you want them to know that maybe we haven't covered yet?
So I would really want them to know that they aren't alone in having these struggles, and that they don't have to do it alone, that sense of community can make a huge difference in just jumpstarting that motivation and building up that habit to continue. Though it might feel really overwhelming and like a lot to have to add to your plate if you've already got so much going on. And yet it doesn't have to be something super complicated, that they can just show up as they are and they're not alone.
Yeah, thank you. And how about you, Jill?
I think what I would want them to know is that we're here to offer structure. We're here to offer discipline. We're here to offer a new beginning, a fitness journey, a health journey, you know, and it's from our own experiences, right? You know, we've lived life. We've walked through many different pathways, and we've had to learn along the way ourselves how to get ourselves up and moving, disciplined, motivated. And so we want people to know that they can do this. Mm-hmm. No matter what part of your life you're in, you can do this. And you'll be pushed. You will. I definitely pride myself in pushing you a little bit and showing you what you can do. Because that's the biggest thing is I can see what you can do. I see the potential you have. But a lot of you all don't see that in yourselves. Not everybody does. But everybody, you know, kind of sells themselves short. And I don't want you to do that. You know, it's one of those things where sometimes we just need that little bit of push. And then we can really see what we can do and what we can handle.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And how has this changed the two of you by being part of this program? What are you noticing for your own journey by doing this?
It has been just so rewarding and healing. And honestly, for myself, I'm not somebody that really particularly loves the gym or wants to like make that happen. So by being able to just schedule it and go and have it, you know, not even really be a question helps me, you know, succeed in many other ways. And then to help people make that connection of, wow, Joe pushed me in the gym. And then we're working on mindset of like, yeah, let's look how this applies everywhere else. And then to see people grow in that has been so rewarding and just continues to fuel me to keep doing it more. So it has just been such a beautiful journey.
So it's given you momentum, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Okay, great. And how about you, Joe, since you've done it?
I've realized that sometimes I don't push myself out of the box, right? That comfort zone. Sometimes I like to stay in it myself, right? It's one of those things that, you know, through my 16 years of military, I've come up to these leadership positions higher and higher. And I've realized that I need to give my troops something or a task that I can do myself, right? I'm not going to give them something that I wouldn't do myself. And so, you know, I sit here and preach about pushing yourself out of your comfort zone. I mean, I've thought about having my own business even before meeting Ashley, but I was too scared. I was too afraid. I never really pushed myself. And so through meeting Ashley and how she's very inspiring. And, you know, I realized that I can do this, right? I underestimated myself. And so that's what I continue to try to do is lead by example, right? Give your troops something that you can handle, but you have to do it too, right? You have to lead by that example. And so I want to continue to push myself. And this is something that allows me to do that along with putting, you know, my work and my passion into work.
And I'm sure, I'm just thinking as you were talking, like this would be, I mean, I know I struggle with this. I want to know, what do you all do when you have a struggle day? Like, how do you help yourselves and how do you help your clients when they have a struggle day?
I do breath work. I try to sit outside. I'm not the best meditator, but I try to meditate. But I think the one thing that I always fall back to is not working out, but working on like stretching, working on mobility and putting myself in the gym or putting myself outside of the gym. I think that that's what brings me back and brings me centered when I'm feeling my worst is when I can feel really mobile, really stretched out. My body feels good. And with my body feeling good, then my mentality changes and my mentality feels a lot better. And I can handle things a lot quicker or just, you know, make a list, a to-do list and get it done. My stress levels go down. And so I think for me, that's really what I drive back to is mobility, stretching, being one with nature, if I can.
And then for me, I really try to practice what I teach. So learning to listen to my body and figure out what is it that I need today and get curious and experiment with it. So if I'm having a bad day, my first thought is, okay, I'm going to go for a walk. I'm feeling really tired. And if I go for a walk and I feel better, awesome. If I go for a walk and I'm like, I'm still so tired, well, then I'm going to give myself that permission to rest. So it kind of evolves from day to day, just depending on what kind of an off day or a bad day is it? Is it one where I need to go into the gym and slam some balls around because I'm really upset, the medicine balls? Or is it a day where I need, you know, time and space away from my phone and my electronics? So there's just so much that can help in those moments. And it's just practicing what I teach.
Well, I'm hearing, you know, like first of all, I'm hearing mind-body connection, and that movement is, it can, and I know this, but just to emphasize what you're saying, that when we move our bodies, our mind will shift, right? So I'm hearing that, but I'm also hearing acceptance of the day-to-day. And you try these different things, and if you're not shifting, some acceptance of maybe this is a rest day. Maybe this is a day that I just need some rest. And the saying, this too shall pass, is kind of coming in my head as both of you have taught. Okay, so what is one of the most exciting things about your program for both of you? We've talked about the struggles. Let's talk about the excitement.
I think the excitement of reaching as many people as we can, right? We're not limited to just like a local area or just outside the local area. And I love that, you know, military 16 years, I've worked with so many different people from all over the world. I've traveled all over the world. I've been to Afghanistan, Kuwait, Japan, all those certain things. And I love learning about different people and their cultures and their histories and things like that. And so that's part of my passion, is just continuing to learn, right? And so we want to reach as many people as we can to learn about them, learn about who they are, learn about their fitness goals, right? Because maybe there's something I haven't seen yet, and I love learning. So I want to learn about this person in California. How's their lifestyle? What can I do to help them? This person in Florida, things like that. So I think for me, that's what I'm more passionate about, more excited about.
I'd say similarly that I'm just excited to see all the people that we're meeting with currently and who is yet to come, because I love being a lifelong learner and just getting to hear more about people and having that, you know, opportunity to connect and have that community is just so exciting. And to see people, really, that movement and mindset is such a base foundation, and I'm so passionate about seeing people grow, and I love cheering people on for doing what they're passionate about. So if they are able to meet those needs and it helps them, you know, excel in their own business of whatever they're doing, that is so exciting to me.
Just watching somebody rise to their potential is exciting, isn't it? I mean, you just watch them glow and they're excited because they're doing their passion in the world, which what they were meant to do. So yeah, I really get that too. Yeah. Is there anything else as we're wrapping up that you would like to say, Ashley, to the audience? Anything that I haven't asked you or anything coming to mind?
Yes. And so we also incorporate brain spotting into the mindset coaching, which has been really awesome. And the possibilities are really endless when it comes to incorporating brain spotting with functional training. And I think that it's a really beautiful thing when people are able to go with Joe and they push themselves in ways that they don't necessarily anticipate. And then to come and either do like body spotting or brain spotting on, you know, whatever's keeping them out of the gym or those habits that are keeping them stuck. It really just all comes together so nicely to accelerate people in whatever direction that they want to go. If it's to stay with Joe to keep training, or if it's that now they have the confidence to go try that class that they've been wanting to go to. It's all just very beautiful.
And how about you, Joe? Anything that I haven't asked you that you might want to share?
You don't have to do it alone. I think a lot of people think that. And you also absolutely do not need to be perfect. A lot of the time I hear people say, you know, I really want to do personal training, but I'm not quite there yet. I'm going to work out on my own a little bit and then I'll come see you. I mean, we can start from anywhere, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone is always starting somewhere. And even if it's at your lowest peak, and we can get you right back up. So you just need to start. If you've been stuck, you've been overwhelmed, or you're putting yourself last, We see you. And that's why we're here. And that's why we started this, because we want you to be seen and we want you to be heard. And there's always a path forward. So you can start with something simple. I like to tell my clients, you know, there's an old story out there that an old man wanted to build a brick wall. and he didn't know how. But what he did know was how to lay one brick down at a time. Mm-hmm. And so every day he would just lay a brick down, lay a brick down, lay a brick down. And before he knew it, he had a brick wall. Mm-hmm. And that's just where it needs to start. Just one simple step. Mm-hmm. And then just let it happen. It's mm-hmm. eventually going to build that wall. You're going to get what you need.
Yeah, that's a great metaphor. Well, thank you, ladies, for coming. And my hope for you is that this goes out there and reaches a lot of folks. And I think really important for those of you that maybe don't know what brain spotting is, you know, what Ashley and functional medicine, when you're putting those two things together, you're hitting it from both areas. You're hitting it from the body and the brain together and getting them back into sync. And I love what you just said with the metaphor with, you know, laying one brick at a time, because it really sounds like you're meeting people where they're at and you're building from there and creating their unique fitness journey, whatever that's going to be for them.
Absolutely.
So I wish you well, and thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Awesome. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Wow, I hope you really listened. For those of you, maybe even like me, where I've tried for years and years to get back into a good exercise habit or fitness habit or even just movement, everybody, if you're a healer or somebody in the service industry where you sit a lot during the day, we know by research that if you do that, it does harm your body. And so getting in some movement and just even little movement 3 or 4 times a day, how that will enhance your overall well-being and your ability to feel good about yourself, your self-esteem, and your overall health. And so this program seems very adaptive for everyone. It meets you where you're at. And if you've had past injuries, like I've had a lower disc that burst and I have a shoulder injury, Joe will meet you where you're at. And also your mindset, you know, I do have a mindset on occasion where it's like, oh, I don't want to go and work out, right? And that mindset gets in the way of my overall well-being and my health. And that's where brain spotting can come in, to where that can shift to more of, I really love my body, or this is how I love my body, or I want to take care of my body because I want to be healthy. And I really liked the name of their program, Aligned Life, because that's really what they're trying to do, is to help align your mind and body with action. And so being able to be part of a 6-week program, you know, you deserve to feel good in your body. And you can just feel that Ashley and Joe are very conscientious and want to support you, and just their high energy and their motivation and how excited they are to see more people move. Like, this is part of their life path here, and what a powerful duo. So I hope you enjoyed the podcast. And as usual, please share with others that you think could benefit from this program, and let's get it out there so that more people see their program. So appreciate all of you listeners, and until we meet again, thank you.
Thank you for joining us on another uplifting journey on Sheree Lindberg's Elevated Life Academy, Stories of Hope and Healing. If you found resonance or connection with what you've heard today, we encourage you to share this episode and consider becoming a subscriber. Please spread the word so others can live an elevated life.